All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax assistance needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, last night we saw a shocker in the college football world when Florida State Seminole sophomore quarterback DeAndre Francois suffered a torn patella tendon that will see him miss the remainder of the 2017 college football season. Now, Florida State was in the process of losing to the number one team in the country in the Alabama Crimson Tide, but the Noles still had high hopes for this year after their Orange Bowl victory this past January. And for the Seminoles, they were one of the favorites to not only get to the college football playoff, but a lot of people figured that once Florida State and Bama took the field last night, there was a possibility that they could meet for the national championship this coming January. Now, for Florida State head football coach Jimbo Fisher, he is now going to have to go with freshman quarterback James Blackman under center, at least for this Saturday, as Florida State tries to get back on track. But this Francois injury is definitely huge for Florida State. It changes their expectations now for the 2017 season, and it also changes the landscape of the ACC and other conferences, because now you have a team like the Louisville Cardinals who have an opportunity to win the ACC. And when I say Louisville has an opportunity to win the ACC, it basically is now their conference to lose. Louisville got off to that strong start last season. They beat up on Florida State when they came to Papa John's Stadium in Louisville. They beat them by the score of 63-20. They suffered their first conference loss of the season on the road at Clemson last year, and they were 9-1, and they were staring at a potential playoff spot until they lost their final three games. Now with Louisville and head coach Bobby Petrino and, of course, quarterback Lamar Jackson, who is the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, basically it's all in front of them to win now. Because you look at Louisville's schedule, it's very manageable. They have Clemson at home this season. Outside of their October 21st meeting with the Florida State Seminoles on the road, this is a very, very manageable schedule. They avoid Miami, and they also avoid Virginia Tech in the regular season. So Louisville really has to go out there and take care of their business. But I also look at the other conferences. I look at the Big 12 because, you know, the Big 12 in recent years has had their issues as far as getting to the college football playoff. And a lot of that is due to the fact that they don't play a conference championship game. But now with the Florida State, with the Francois injury for Florida State, it changes things because guess what? What happens if Louisville doesn't go out there and handle their business? And, you know, the ACC as a whole, to me, I think is going to take a step down from this because that's one less quality team, or top tier team rather, that they have. I mean, Florida State is still going to be good. I just don't see them being championship good without the services of Francois. Now, you look at the Big 12, if Oklahoma State has one loss or they can possibly run the table, the chances of them getting in have increased already, and this is just the beginning of the season. You also look at a power conference like the Big 10. Ohio State got in last year to the Field of Four for the playoff without even winning the Big Ten. Now, the Big Ten has to sit back and say, hey, guess what? We might be able to possibly get in two teams because Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State all look like heavyweights this year. So there's a lot going out there. I mean, Georgia could be a team to watch out for from the SEC. You look at the Pac-12 with some of the heavyweights that they have out there with the likes of USC, Washington, and Stanford. And now the Pac-12 is another potential conference that could get two teams as well. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I mean, this Francois injury changes the landscape rather for a lot of teams. But first and foremost, when it comes down to the ACC, Louisville definitely must find a way to take advantage of this. And for Bobby Petrino, he has to try to find a way to get his team to get the ACC championship, because if Louisville handles their business like they should, more than likely they will be in the field of four. But the Francois injury really changes things. You wish him nothing but the best, and hopefully he can come back for 2018 healthy and better than ever. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And as their season is wrapping up, you always have the opportunity to look forward to the 2008 season with them at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.